The Grow Your Mind podcast recognizes Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as the first people of this place now known as Australia. We are grateful for the continuing care of the lands, waterways and skies where we listen, learn and play. From here on Darawal country and from wherever you are listening, we respect the elders of the past and present and we share our friendship and kindness.
Olá, eu sou o Bernardo e eu sou australiano.
你好，我的名字是 Olivia， 我是澳洲人。
Salam alaikum， I'm Raphael， I'm Australian。
Hi， I'm Amelia and I speak English。
你好，我的名字是欣彤，我是澳洲人。
Привет， мой имя Gabriel， я Australian。
Xin chào， tôi là Jennifer và tôi là người Úc。
안녕하세요， 나는이름을권재영입니다。나는한국에서왔어요。
大家好，欢迎到 Grow Your Mind Podcast。
Welcome to a Grow Your Mind bite-sized episode to celebrate Harmony Day。
Wow, that's amazing!
What? What are you reading?
Oh, it's Shao's project on Harmony Day. Did you know that nearly half of all Australians were born overseas or have at least one parent who was born overseas? Since 1945, more than 7.5 million people have moved to Australia from other countries. And apart from English, the most common languages spoken in Australia are Mandarin, Arabic, Cantonese, Vietnamese, Italian, Greek,Filipino, Hindi, Spanish, and Punjabi. On top of that, there are more than 70 indigenous languages spoken here.
I didn't know any of that. Does it say anything about wearing orange things? Like, why do we all wear orange in Australia on Harmony Day? At my old school, we used to wear orange for the orangutans. I mean, that made sense, because orangutans are orange. But I can't think of a single person with orange-coloured skin. So what's the deal?
Interesting, you should ask.Maybe we wear orange to represent all the kids who eat too many orange foods. You know, like sweet potato, carrots and oranges.
Dude, your skin doesn't actually turn orange if you eat too many orange foods.
Oh, yes it does. Happened to my sister. It's called carotenoderma, in fact.
You totally made that up.
I did not.
Well, even if that condition exists, I doubt very much we wear orange on Harmony Day for the kids with no self-control around orange food.
Let me see if Xiao mentions it in his project. Let's see. Ah, here we go. Orange, So it's nothing to do with sweet potatoes. Orange actually represents social communication, freedom of ideas, and the encouragement of mutual respect. Oh, and get this. We have Harmony Week, as it falls around the United Nations International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination.
Thanks for that clarification, but I still don't understand what Harmony Day, ending racial discrimination, and Grow Your Mind have in common.
Two theories there. Firstly, I reckon experiencing racism would be pretty bad for your mental health. And secondly, this year's Harmony Day theme is Everybody Belongs. And you know how big they are on belonging at Grow Your Mind.
I've been wondering something else. Is there a difference between belonging and fitting in?
Yeah, there is. Grow Your Mind talked about it in an episode called...More dangerous than smoking.
What is the difference between belonging and fitting in?
To fit in, you might feel like you have to fit a mold, but if you belong, then you could make the mold for yourself.
Fitting in and belonging is like a big puzzle. Belonging is the right puzzle piece, but fitting in is like chopping the different parts away and remaking it. It might still make the picture complete, but it won't look as good.
I think to belong, you can be yourself, but to fit in, you have to change who you are.
So how can we help everyone feel like they belong?
I reckon it's all about curiosity. Before you judge someone based on their skin, food choice or religion, maybe ask a question instead.
I get it. Like, do you like eating orange foods?
I wouldn't open the conversation with that one. What about, what's your favourite thing about your culture?Or, can you teach me how to say hello in your language? Or even, is there something you'd like me to know about your culture? Or, do you speak a different language at home?
Yeah, you might be right. And maybe it's about including people too. like asking different people on playdates or sharing your carrots with everyone, not just with people who love orange food.
Yeah, I like that. Let's make our Harmony Day theme, Everyone Belongs, and share your carrots, not just with people who love orange food.
Let's see what our listeners think. Hey listeners, what's one action you could take to make others feel like they belong?
Press pause now and have a think.
Thank you for listening to the Grow Your Mind podcast. Be sure to share it with your friends.
Stay tuned, we've got more episodes coming soon.